Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to They Talk a Good Game, your favourite rugby league podcast, everyone's favourite rugby league podcast, one of the biggest NRL podcasts in Sydney, in New South Wales, in Queensland, in Brisbane, and now, soon to be, in Redcliffe, or just the northern, not Redcliffe necessarily, the northern region, Brisbane, Sunshine Coast kind of area. I'm Lockie. I'm joined by Harvey.
Hello, very crisp introduction.
Yes.
Looking forward to what this episode has in store for all our fine listeners out there.
Yeah, if you haven't figured it out already by the title of the episode or my rambling intro, we're jumping on today. We weren't expecting to do a podcast today, but we are committed to being up to date with everything on this show, and we're dropping an episode all about the Dolphins being the 17th team in the National Rugby League. How exciting.
Very exciting. That's great.
Yeah, I think it's terrific. If anything, I'd like to see an 18th team sooner rather than later as well. 17's a bit of a weird number.
But it is, I'd agree. I think they'll definitely look to bring in that 18th team. I just think it's a lot less clear as to where it's going to be located.
Yes, I'm glad they've gone to Queensland and to kind of the Brisbane area. For this 17th team, I think it was the area, even though you know, the whole part of the country over in Perth and Adelaide that don't have any teams, and New Zealand, you know, but still, with Queensland, such a huge, huge rugby league state, they just love their rugby league, and to only have three teams, that was criminal. But now with four, it feels a bit.
More balanced. I guess it's also from the NRL's perspective, it's a pretty safe bet to expand into. We know that Queensland is league mad. They can't lap it up enough. And the Broncos have done a lot over the last couple of years to persuade some of their fans to stop following as closely, given their lack of dominance in the last couple of years. So there are lots of young kids growing up eager to follow a big Brisbane team, and it might not be the Broncos for once, starting in 2023.
Yeah.
So there's lots to look forward to. I mean, the coach is pretty clear. I don't know whether it's official or not.
It's been made official today, not long after the NRL officially announced that the Dolphins had won the spot. It came out that Wayne Bennett is going to be the club's foundation coach, and not on a small deal either. It's 3 years that he's signed.
Well, he's clearly committed to it. And I think you need somebody, one with experience, but two, that's committed to the long-term side of things as well.
But you know, it's funny because, after it was announced last year even that he was going to be leaving Souths in 2022, and that already set up the plan for Demetriou to come in and be the new head coach, you know, it seemed like Bennett was almost retiring in a way, because at that point we didn't know for sure that a team was going to come in in a couple of years, and you know, there weren't many options left for him. It didn't feel like he was going to go to a whole brand new club, and Broncos definitely didn't feel, it feels like that bridge has burnt in terms of the head office and Bennett. So this team has come at the right time. You start to wonder if Wayne knew all along what was going to happen.
Yeah, maybe he knew exactly what was going to unfold, and he just positioned himself perfectly to be available coming in to the Dolphins expansion. And I think he'll be head coach certainly to start with, but I wouldn't be surprised if he moved into a director or, you know, head of football role after that, potentially at the back end of that 3 years. But yeah, I mean, while there's not much debate about the coach, there is lots of debate about who's going to play for them, which players are going to jump ship into the brand new Dolphins side? What are their marquee signings going to be? Who's their captain going to be? Are they going to tap into some of the young guns coming through the system there already that, you know, just going to step up into the NRL? Lots of questions about their playing side, I suppose.
Loads. Yeah, heaps of questions about the team. And with, you know, I think over 150 NRL players currently off contract at the end of the 2022 season, there's a bit of choice for this Redcliffe team the moment that they start to be able to enter into the player market. And it's going to be an absolute frenzy. And I think, yeah, there'll be some teams that might come out a bit worse for wear at the end of it. So I guess, should we start to think about what a potential realistic, but strong, but realistic 17 might look like for Redcliffe come 2023?
Yeah, I'd love to. I think keeping it realistic is fairly key. Obviously, there's a lot of players that could move, but keeping it to those players just off contract at the moment for 2022 works well as narrowing down our focus into the players that we're going to look at. And obviously, we don't have any information about who's actually going to sign there, but let's see if we can get as close as we can and think about the players that would be likely to want to make a move into a second Brisbane side. So there are lots of Queenslanders, I can imagine, would be very, very keen on stepping in and filling in one of the jerseys there.
Yeah.
Are there any that stand out to you potentially?
Someone that's kind of, you know, he's not the biggest name in the game at the moment. He's a very much middle of the road sort of player, but he's a Queenslander. Currently playing for the Canberra Raiders, comes off contract at the end of 2022. A player like Corey Horsburgh is someone that I could see, you know, slipping into that back row up at Redcliffe. I don't, you know, he's just a name that's immediately I thought, I don't want to start with like a mega star.
No, but I think on terms of most likely, he'd be up there. He'd be, you know, a couple of seasons deep into his career now, looking to make that next step up into the Origin arena. And if he was offered a starting spot or even any spot really with the Dolphins, I think he'd jump onto it, depending how the Raiders fare over the next couple of years, obviously. But that's going to be the same story for every name that we mention, because they've still got a fair bit of NRL to play before they'd be potential Dolphins. But I'm happy to go for him. Another sort of middle forward that I had my eyes on from the Broncos, this would be a bit of a steal, would be Patrick Carrigan.
Yeah.
Missed a lot this year due to injury, but I just think he's the perfect sort of player to build a squad around. Very defensively astute, hard ball running player.
Still young.
Play big minutes.
Still young. Yeah. So
yeah, I think he even may have captained the Broncos at one point last year or something, or co-captain when they were just really void on everything. So he's got some leadership potential there as well, if you're taking those sorts of things into consideration.
Yeah, well, I think they would. I think they would take those sorts of things into consideration, especially seeing, and also we must remember who the coach of this Redcliffe team is, Dwayne Bennett, and he has worked with a lot of those Broncos players before, definitely has a lot of their respect still. So
yeah, for sure.
That's definitely someone that I could see in that frame.
Are they two players that you're happy to put in the starting front row?
We
can shuffle it around.
Horsburgh would be more of a, he can play sort of back row or middle. I don't know, at the moment I've just got them both in there, and I guess we'll figure out.
All right, let's figure it
where
out.
Where they sit.
Does another name jump out at you?
Well, I'm wondering, because now I'm looking at two names here that would be big names, would be marquee signings. They'd be marquee signings. One is Viliami Kikau.
Okay.
There's been talk about him potentially leaving Penrith at the end of next year for salary cap reasons. And the other one I'm talking about is Cody Walker from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Although He's recently signed a new deal, hasn't he, Cody? I think.
Yeah, and I think he'll retire at the Rabbitohs. I can't see it. I think he'll be too old.
Yeah, no, look, I kind of take it back. But what are your thoughts on Kikau? Or is it just not realistic to you?
It just doesn't strike me as a headline I'm likely to see.
Okay.
Because I just think Kikau, salary cap pressure. But I just think he's too committed. I think he'll take a pay cut to stay with the Penrith boys and, taste success. Maybe in 2 years' time, when this side's going to be actually playing, things are a bit different.
Okay.
But he's too much of a New South Wales through and through. Is he going to relocate? I don't know. I'm
New South Wales through and through? He's Fijian.
Well, no, I meant... It feels like he's very much at home in Penrith.
Okay, yeah. Well, often it does feel that way while a player is at a club. And then
That's so true.
James Maloney looked at home at every single club he played for, and he played for about six.
Yeah,
won a premiership with Cronulla, and then the next year, almost 2 years later, is at Penrith, playing next to Nathan Cleary.
Oh, look, I'm happy to pencil in Kikau.
Let's pencil in.
If there are a couple of other marquee signings that seem more likely,
do a little bit of penciling.
Let's go for it.
Okay, first marquee man is in the books.
Well, I'm going to suggest another marquee man.
Okay.
To fill out some of the spine. And I'm looking at hookers.
Okay.
Specifically, Reed Marnie.
Ooh.
Now, there's obviously the debate between Marnie and Grant as the two up-and-coming Queensland hookers. Personally, I think Grant will stay
at Melbourne
at the Storm just because why wouldn't you? And I think it's likely that this Brandon Smith moving into the lock role is just going to work wonders for them and they wouldn't break it up.
I'll tell you what. That Wayne, everything goes out the door. The fact that Wayne Bennett is the coach of this team, that will attract a lot of players.
Does it drag players away from Bellamy and the Storm?
I don't know, but Bellamy's only currently committed to one more year of head coaching the Storm, so he could be hanging up the coaching shirt at the end of next year.
Yeah.
And that might cause some Storm players to go, well, Wayne Bennett's up in Queensland.
Obviously, but it's a big call.
I think Marnie would be a more likely
candidate. I also don't think that Harry Grant's off contract for 2022.
Is he not?
No.
No. Okay. Why did we even have that debate? There we go.
It was just the two names in my head, but I'm happy to go for Marnie.
Yeah.
I think heading up to Queensland would be good for him and his Origin prospects.
Okay, speaking of Melbourne, Christian Welch comes off contract at the end of 2022.
I almost feel like he could be their number one signing in terms of importance.
The Dolphins you're talking about?
Welch.
Yeah, you're talking about for the Dolphins, not for the Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, yeah. I think.
So you think it's pretty viable?
I think it's very viable. I think it's a big move for Welch. I wouldn't even be surprised if he came in and was the type of bloke to captain them.
Oh,
just because he's been winning system.
He would be an amazing foundation captain for them, or co-captain, depending on what other leaders they manage to get.
But unlikely they'll put it all on one player anyway.
They probably will go for a co-captain system. I know the Gold Coast Titans did that in 07 with Scott Prince and Luke Bailey.
Once again, that was
a prop, and it was their halfback. Could we see, depends on who's likely to get that halfback jersey, but we could see something similar.
Yeah, look, we haven't obviously got to the halfback yet, but I'm more than happy to put Welch in that side.
Okay.
And even pencil in the C next to his name.
Wow. Wow.
Or the co-C, as we should probably refer to it.
Oh, yes.
But I think we just bring him in. If we're looking at forming the side, he probably comes into that front row. Should we just move Horsburgh to the bench?
Yeah. Well, at the moment, I've got Horsburgh in the back row with Kikau.
I don't think Horsburgh is a
All right, back let's rower. Put him on the bench. Let's just put him on the bench.
I've only ever seen him at prop, so
yeah, fair.
I'm happy with him as an impact player.
Fair. Good call. What was I saying? I was going to say something.
Halfback, were you thinking about?
No. Oh, what I was saying was, while we're thinking about, like, as we're going, we're thinking about captains and stuff and who's potential leaders, we also need to make sure this side has one or two decent goal kickers.
That's a very good point.
Otherwise, they're screwed. So
that's true.
We gotta really think here.
Okay.
We're doing all of the Dolphins staff job for them. All they got to do is read this, and then they've got their.
They might be hiring a couple of recruitment managers.
There could be some jobs available.
And this is our resume going.
Do you reckon they'd make us quit the podcast?
No. The podcast brought us to them. It would probably.
They'd let us keep doing the podcast. Because we would have to. If they said you've got to quit the podcast, we wouldn't be able to take those jobs, Harvey.
No, I don't think so.
This podcast means too much to us.
That's right.
Yeah. Whose turn is it to pick someone? Oh, I got Welch, so it's your turn.
Yeah, I'll throw out a name. I know we're focusing on the forwards here, but they do keep jumping out at me.
Sure.
Player that came into the league with an immense impact, but in recent years has tailed off a bit, but probably still is their best yet to give. Cohen Hess at the Cowboys.
Okay.
Queenslander.
Okay.
Like the move down to the Brisbane, North Brisbane, Redcliffe area. I'm not sure where he'd necessarily line up.
Yeah, because
But he's the type of player that I could see them latching on to.
Well, we either put him in the second row alongside Kickout, or we just have him off the bench. I'm leaning towards having him off the bench.
Yeah, I would too.
I think he's just a big lump and good.
Yeah.
No, but he is so much
more. Hope you're listening, Colin.
He is so much more than that. But what I mean is he's a big body and he's just someone that you bring on, make his job really simple and just have him smash some players on the other team. Yeah, no, he's more than just a big lump. He's a lovely young man, as far as I'm aware. Okay, I've got someone.
Yeah, go for it.
Philip Sammy from the Gold Coast Titans. He's a Queenslander. He's not underrated,
I think.
He's not someone that I see spending his entire career at the Gold Coast. He's already just there, just down south in the Gold Coast. It's not a long drive up to Redcliffe, so he wouldn't have to change his life too much for him and his family.
Yeah, I agree. I think
once again, like, an Origin player. We mustn't forget a previous Origin winger.
He's sort of an obvious one for them to target, although you don't really think about it that way. But he, for all the right reasons that you just mentioned, he stands out as a player that they could go after. Somebody with a very high ceiling, has been playing the game for a number of years and improving steadily.
Yeah,
and is probably likely to move on to various clubs throughout their career. So why not the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think I think maybe pencil him in as a centre. It's been his recent position.
Okay.
Could be a winger. We could move him to the wing.
Yeah, pencil it in, mate. There's always a rubber on the back of that pencil.
We'll pencil him in. gee whiz.
I'm looking at the 14 jersey.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Cody Nikorima. Obviously, failed spell at the Broncos. Failed is probably a bit harsh of a word, but he didn't succeed very well when he was there. He's since gone on to the Warriors and done good things.
Yeah.
He can cover dummy half. He can cover the halves.
Yeah,
nice option to return to his Queensland base.
He is a Kiwi originally, so he currently is with his base sort of local team, if you will. So he would have.
Although they are based at Redcliffe at the moment, you have to think about that.
Wow.
All the Warriors players have been based at Redcliffe, and so have been experiencing their training facilities and everything. So maybe we should be looking at the Warriors as a team to exploit in terms of recruiting from them, as you know, they've been having a tour of the facilities for the last 2 years.
Yeah, cool. Well, let's stick Cody Nikorima in the 14 jersey. He's spent a lot of his career, well, definitely most of his Broncos career, as your classic 14. At the Warriors, he's pretty much been a 5'8". So if we're sort of unsatisfied with some half options that we come up with, he can slide into the number 6 or 7.
Sounds good.
So we'll put him at 14 for now. But yeah, that Warriors point is an interesting one. And I wonder if a player who's literally just signed with the Warriors, he's playing there next year for 1 year, been at the Titans his whole career. Ashley Taylor, is he someone the Dolphins would want to go after? I guess we'd have to wait and see how he goes with the Warriors next year. Is the
I think a lot will, I think Ash Taylor has the chance next year with the Warriors to really show whether he means to continue fighting for his career as an NRL player or whether he's hoping to be gifted another pay packet moving forward. If he can produce anywhere near his best footy, there will be clubs looking to sign him on a longer term deal again when he finishes his time with the Warriors. But he comes with that sort of stain on his career as a new expansion team, big money signing, long term deal. And honestly, the Dolphins wouldn't offer him anything near that. But I just think I don't think they can move past that problem from a visual point of view.
Yeah, you are probably right. You are probably right.
But look, I think he can change a lot of people's minds in the next 12 months.
Should we pencil him in or no? We go based off now?
Look, I'm happy to pencil him in, but in my mind, there's no way that he lasts to the end of the podcast. So you can pencil him in.
I'm penciling
him in. But I'll be then fighting for him to be rubbed out.
Yeah, okay, I'm penciling him in, but we'll see if he lasts to the end of the podcast. I thought you were saying last to the end of 2023 with the Dolphins.
Maybe that's
too. That's good. That is good.
I guess a big name that's coming out from the Roosters side, I mean, there are quite a few, but Joey Manu is being thought about a lot.
He's been talked about. He has been talked about.
With the next sort of big money offer coming his way. And he certainly deserves it with the talent that he's shown throughout the last couple of years.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm even, looking at him being a potential fullback for this side.
That is actually a really good shout.
That's something they can offer. Obviously, they're rebuilding their side, so they can go to these marquee players and say, "Look, we're happy to build a side around you. Where do you want to play?
Yeah.
Who do you want as your halves partner?" Type of thing.
Yeah.
These are all questions that they're probably going to be asking. Joey Marnie, do you want to play fullback for the Dolphins? Is that one that's going to crop up?
He's also a potential 5'8 as well. Like you'd think with a big money offer. If he were to go to the Dolphins, he'd be their fullback or 5'8".
Yeah, I don't think he'd even play centre.
No, he wouldn't, because I think the money he's on at the Roosters right now is good enough for his centre spot. But if he wants to be, earning those big spine bucks, then he wants to shift anyway, it seems like. So that's a very viable option, because there's no... The beautiful thing about a new team, there's no incumbent fullback there stealing his jersey that he's got to wait for.
I think we use a pen to pencil him into either one of those positions, 5'8 or fullback, because he'll be in the side.
Yeah, he's in,
but
it's just whether he's at one
where,
or six.
Where he goes.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Well, let's look at what other fullbacks and 5'8s we have
when we get to them.
Yes. Do you have somebody that's standing out for you?
Well, we talked about Ashley Taylor having a chip on his shoulder, and this is another player with a chip on his shoulder. Anthony Milford.
Yeah.
Once again, difficult to see. Once again,
Taylor, Anthony Milford halves combination at the Dolphins would be a sight to behold.
Well, Anthony Milford played his best footy, coached by Wayne Bennett. Got him to the grand final in 2015.
Yeah, he's also just got him down to the Rabbitohs, supposedly.
Yeah, for 1 year. And then yeah. And then Demetrio will send him back up to Uncle Wayne as a potential.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's another potential.
He's more. I think he's more interesting as a prospect than Ash Taylor.
I'd agree.
So should we pencil him in?
Yeah, because halves are going to be hard to find.
Currently penciled in half combination is Anthony Milford at 6 and Ash Taylor at 7. What a side! What a powerhouse we're building.
A spanner in the works.
Yeah.
Jack Bird.
See, he's someone I was going to suggest.
I have no clue what his best position is nowadays.
Don't know if it's center. Don't know if it's second row.
It could be a 5'8".
Could be
even.
A 5'8" even.
Or a lock. But also, there's the realism aspect. He's already had a move up to Queensland that didn't work. Will he give it another go? He's still young and has time left to give.
It's true. It's true. He might be inclined to stay at the Dragons, which is where he's kind of found form for the first time since he left the Sharks. Yeah. Tough one to even pencil in, actually. You literally made just that one point, and now I don't know anymore.
Yeah, it's difficult.
I just don't know. Yeah, that's a tricky one. Indeed, that is indeed a tricky one.
Oh gosh.
What about? Oh no, that doesn't work.
Who are you gonna say?
Tom Starling, but we've already got a 14 and a 9.
I'd have him over Nikarima as a 14.
Tom Starling. Yes. Yeah. Now we're cooking with gas.
Let's just stop bumping people out of the penciled positions if they're.
But. Do we want to shift Nikarima into the halves?
He's just so ready to get rid of him. But compared to Milford and Taylor, which seem to be the two best options at this point in time, Nikarima sounds quite good.
Instead of Ash Taylor?
Sure, but again.
Now we've got Cody Nikarima and Anthony Milford as the halves, which was the Broncos' old combination that didn't really work very well.
I'm going to stop this rubbish talk about halves. Here's a genuine option.
Go.
Adam Kieran.
Yes.
Roosters.
Center?
I'd put him in the halves.
Oh, yeah, true.
And for over Milford, over Taylor, over Nikarima, he would be, of all the halves that we've mentioned apart from Manu, I would have him.
Cool.
He's also solves the problem of goal kicker because he was first choice.
Wow.
For the Roosters at times this year.
Wow.
Depending on what halves they had on the pitch. But I'm fairly certain he was settled first choice in the back end of the year. And what he just played great footy. And he's stood up and grown a lot this year, like lots of those Roosters boys. I want him. He's my...
I like it.
Pick of the bunch.
Here's someone that...
Love the intro. Go on.
Off contract at the end of the year. Bit of a journeyman. On the older side, but still young in his NRL career. Manly boy Andrew Davey, who is a Queenslander.
Yeah, yeah.
And
sure.
You'd think as he gets towards the end of his career, even though he's still young in his career, he is getting towards the end of it, and maybe Queensland home might be a good place for retirement.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot depends on whether he is going to bounce back from this knee injury, but there's no reason why he can't. I certainly would
put him in the back
row. He's not a starting back rower.
Okay, well, he could be 17.
He could be the 17.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't mean to.
That means we got to find another back rower.
We do need to find another back rower. That's a good point.
God.
there's a number. I mean, Parramatta look ripe for the taking, and then in 12 months' time, if they have another failed finals push, Hard to call it a fail again this year, but if they just don't win the Premiership any soon, which feels like a lot of their roster is geared towards, it just means that they're going to have players available. So we've already got Marnie from them, but others like Ryan Madison, Isaiah Papali'i, Niokoro, Junior Paulo are all off contract at the end of 2022.
Yeah.
One of those stand out. I mean,
someone like Ray Stone kind of gives me some energy about he impressed at 13 on the back end of the year for the Eels.
Yeah.
We need a 13 over at our team, the Dolphins.
Is it going to be Ray Stone?
I think it could be a viable option.
Okay.
I think we chuck him in. Ray Stone.
Do it. Yeah, let's do it.
He's in.
let's start building this side. I think we still need to settle on halfback. Or is Kieran a halfback and we need to settle on 5'8"? Yet to be determined.
Yeah, we kind of need to settle on a halfback. But
well, let's settle on fullback and see whether Manu's going to be in fullback or in 5'8".
Yeah,
he's going to be in one of those two. Is there a better fullback option that you see?
Pretty slim pickings in the fullback realms. Dylan Edwards is coming off contract for the Panthers. Can't really see him going.
No, I can't see him moving.
Not fullback, but in the back line, Paul Momorowski is going to be off contract. He's already played for four clubs.
Oh, get him there.
Would he make it five?
I think so. Why not? Why wouldn't he take up every opportunity he could?
And a handy backup goal kicker enters the team.
Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect.
There we go. I like that.
How about at fullback, Matt Dufty?
Yeah.
He's going to have a chance to, you know, show his credentials at the Bulldogs. And I think while there's lots of doubt around him defensively and just his sort of size under the high ball and things like that, I think there's a lot of believers that have seen his sort of X factor that think he is a genuine first grade number one.
Cool.
And if not a top eight fullback.
Yeah.
And so I could easily see the Bulldogs being impressed with him, not having enough money to lock him down, and the Dolphins coming in. And, you know, he's the type of player I think that they'd like to have as well.
I like it. And then what we do is we shift Manu to six. We got Adam Kieran at seven. Wow.
I love it.
Look at us. Look at us.
Well, this is
basically on my little sheet right now, all I've got left is two wingers, one which could potentially be Philip Sammy. So either two wingers or a winger and a center, and a second rower is what's missing from this 17. Our likely or I guess realistic Dolphins lineup.
Is Joe Stimpson a Queenslander? He's just somebody that's popped up.
Joe Stimpson.
Played good footy as a member of the Storm side.
Joe Stimpson's from Tamora in New South Wales.
Ah. I mean, he could still go from the Bulldogs. He's just not recaptured any form that he had at the Storm, but it's obviously there.
Yeah.
But
look, I don't hate it.
Corey Harawira Naira is another one for that second row spot, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Lots of thinking in your head and the oohs and ahs. Yeah, it's very good to hear.
It's great for podcasts. well, I don't know how realistic this is, but Felice Kafusi is a Queenslander at Melbourne.
Yep.
Am I filling this side with... Are we filling this side with too many State of Origin players?
Not yet, because I think you'll know when you read out the side 1 to 17 whether it sounds unrealistic.
Well, let's stick Felice Kafusi in there.
I think you can stick him in there. I think when he's looking for a new contract, he's getting a bit on in his career. It could be that last big 3-4 year deal.
Mm.
He's got the experience that they'll absolutely love to have. Obviously, he's a Queenslander through and through.
Yeah.
And he's also getting to that point a bit like Finucane did at the Storm, where what the Storm are willing to offer doesn't match what he deserves or expects.
Mm.
And that's because the Storm run such a tight ship in terms of their contracts and how well planned they are.
Ooh, ooh. I've got another one. Can I say?
Of course.
Okay. I know.
You don't have to ask for permission every time.
We've been taking turns. We've been taking turns, and I got the last guy. So I thought.
Go for it.
Isaac Lumi-Lumi, another Melbourne guy. Could be a bit. It's a bit of a raid from Melbourne, but a lot of these fringe Melbourne players do spend a lot of time in Queensland, in and around the stadiums that Redcliffe inhabits. And
I like it. I've been impressed by him. We need a winger, I think. Honestly, if they're not going to get someone like Adokar or Saab or someone in the top tier of wingers, then it feels like the position which is most easily filled by almost anyone. If you're not in that top tier of top 10 wingers in the game.
Very true.
Who just have, you know, X factor to burn, the finishing ability that's just unreal, or tackle breaks and just a massive meter eater. They all love, everybody else just needs to catch the ball and run forward.
That's it.
Put him in there.
He's in. I've even got a couple of ideas about this final spot, but do you first?
Nobody stands out. I'm happy to just add my comments and opinions to your thoughts.
Okay. Well, this would be, these guys are both centers, which would mean I'd put Philip Sammy on the wing.
Okay.
Jarvid Bowen or Esan Masters. Esan, they're both currently Queensland based. Jarvid is an actual Queenslander. Just both players that I feel like have been. Well, Jarvid hasn't been a journeyman. He's been at the Cowboys his entire career.
Yeah, I like Jarvis. He'd be my tip.
Jarvid.
Jarvid. Did I say Jarvis?
You said Jarvis.
Oh, that's a mistake.
So I like Bowen. We'll edit it out in post.
Oh, you know that won't happen.
Yeah, no, no way.
I like Bowen. I'm going to say Bowen because I know how to pronounce that. easier for me. Over, what is this? Esan Masters.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
That's how you say it.
I just want to make sure I get all my names correct from here on out. are you happy to go with Bowen over Masters?
I'm very happy to go with Bowen over Masters. And then that's, I mean, should I read out this team and we can see if it sounds realistic or not?
Yeah, because I think there were lots of pencil marks that we put in that. Quickly become permanent.
No. We took out the halves and the 14 that we had penciled in. The others, I think everyone else was pretty much in.
Well, run through it. Let's see if it sounds realistic to the ear.
All right. Okay. And I'll do it with some gusto so it sounds like a legitimate Redcliffe lineup.
I love gusto.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Suncorp Stadium. It's the Dolphins. It's the River City Dolphins, which is a potential name that they might go with, up against the Brisbane Broncos. Lining up for the Broncos. Actually, I won't do the Broncos lineup because we'll be here all night. We'll go with the Dolphins first and then...
Yeah.
at fullback, Matt Dufty. And joining him in the back three on the wings, it's Isaac Lumi-Lumi and Philip Sammy. In the centres, it's Jarvid Bowen paired with Paul Momorowski. The halves are Joseph Manu in the sixth jersey and Adam Kieran, who's also the goal kicker. Now for the front row, Pat Carrigan, Reid Marnie and Christian Welch, who is captain of this proud club. The back row features Felice Kafusi and Viliami Kikau, and locking the scrum is Ray Stone. The bench features Thomas Darling, Corey Horsburgh, Cohen Hess, and Andrew Davey, and they are coached by Wayne Bennett. How'd that sound?
Excellently done. Perfect.
Did that sound like a legitimate NRL team?
In reading it out,
yeah.
I think that Nikarima sounds better at 14 than Starling. Despite my earlier protests.
You think so?
I do. It just sounds more likely. And I think especially with Canberra looking to prioritise Starling moving forward over Hodgson.
Yeah, that's true.
It's less likely he'll move than Nikarima will.
Okay.
Other than that, it looks fairly realistic. It's got a stacked forward pack.
Yeah, it does have a pretty stacked forward pack.
But is it unattainable?
No, because the back line isn't actually that stacked. Like Lumi-Lumi, Bowen, Momorowski, Sami are all pretty like middle sort of line players. Adam Kieran, you're taking a chance on having as your
well, star. I think Manu's the only one that would come close to earning $1 million.
Yep.
Welch would be on a big contract. Kafusi would probably be on a big contract.
Kick out would be. But, I think that's still pretty realistic to have like Dufty Manu, Welch, Kikau, Kafusi. Well, Kafusi probably, I mean, I don't think it would be a massive contract for Kafusi.
No, but and then, somewhere like, I don't know, 6 to 9.
Yeah. But I still think it's attainable.
I think it's attainable too, because you look at some of the other sides that have, like for instance, Manly can afford $3 million players pretty much in DCE and the Trbojevic boys. Plus, we've got a supporting cast of players like Tapau, Aloye. I mean, most of the wingers and outside backs are on low money, but we've still got Dylan Walker eating up a fair chunk.
Yeah.
When you say it like that, it actually doesn't sound that plausible.
No.
Apart from the other... I'm happy with it.
Look at a team like the Roosters when everyone's fit. Or like even the Rabbitohs. Like, think about Latrell Mitchell, Cody Walker, Adam Reynolds, Cameron Murray, Dane Gagai, Damien Cook. Like, that's, you know.
Yeah.
Think about
that. I'm with you. I'd rather this Dolphin side.
Yeah.
Than those boys.
But like, you know, even the Roosters when they're all fully fit. James Tedesco, Angus Crichton. Like this year, if you think about what they were meant to have this year.
Yeah, Boyd Cordner, you're right.
Jake Friend, Joey Manu. You know, even Daniel Tupou, like, it's actually pretty attainable.
Well, let's lock it in then.
Wow.
We send it off to Redcliffe. They'll get the invoice.
And then we'll just credit ourselves. And then next thing you know, we're bloody recruitment managers for the Dolphins.
Working under Big Wayne Bennett.
reporting directly to Wayne. Doing a podcast every on the side. Hey, we'd be able to get Redcliffe players on the podcast. Think about that.
That's true. That's very true.
Pretty cool. We wouldn't have to go through all these loopholes that we try to do, talking to media managers and whatnot.
That sounds very difficult, but
we could get Christian Welch on the podcast whenever we wanted to.
That's true. We've had to knock him back a few times just because of scheduling difficulties. He's on very busy schedules, so he hasn't been able to appear. But if we were at the same training facilities as them, we could just get them as they're walking off the oval.
That's right. They'd have
doing
no
their
choice.
Stretches.
Yeah, we just put a mic underneath their face.
That's the perfect place for it.
I think that concludes this special podcast about the Dolphins. Closing remarks. I'm personally very excited, and I think it was the perfect choice. I think when I was looking at the Jets, the Firehawks, and the Dolphins, I definitely wanted the Dolphins to get the win. What about you?
I agree. Seems like a smart choice. I'm excited to what opportunities this opens up for the NRL in the future, potentially an 18th side, not too far away. And just another trip up to Queensland, another chance to win up there would be great. Takes away some of the monopoly power of the Broncos, which I think is a good thing. And overall, I think it's a positive for the game. There'll be more registered NRL players, 30 more, really, but in 2023, which is very exciting for all the youngsters coming through and gives a lot of players a lot more to play for.
Absolutely. Well, until next time.
Bye-bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.